Well, Anita, this is a very sad story. Southhead Synagogue's Rabbi Ben Zion Malecki has had his contract terminated, and he was actually banned from entering the synagogue for Shabbat. Now, the Jewish News understands that Rabbi Malecki was offered more than $1 million to leave the synagogue, but when a deal could not be reached, the board of the synagogue called in a voluntary administrator as a last resort because of the shul's dire financial situation. Now, Anita, within 24 hours, three members then put up $500,000 to ensure that the bank wouldn't sell the property in Sydney's eastern suburbs, and the voluntary administrator terminated Rabbi Malecki's contract. In scenes never before seen at an Australian synagogue, three security guards were employed to block Rabbi Malecki, who served as the shul's rabbi for more than 30 years until Thursday last week, from entering Southhead Synagogue on Friday night and Saturday morning. Rabbi Malecki chose to instead pray at Kuji Synagogue on Shabbat. Now, the president of Southhead Synagogue, James Hochroth, told the Jewish News this week that at his suggestion, the voluntary administrator wrote to Rabbi Malecki's lawyer, informing him that he would not have access to the synagogue unless he gives an undertaking to act as a regular congregant. Now, when the president said that the rabbi did not reply, the administrator arranged for security guards in the event that Rabbi Malecki did attend the shul. He would not be allowed into the shul without giving that undertaking. Anita, this is a big story for the community. It's our front page this week. The dispute seems headed to court because Rabbi Malecki wrote to the community that he does not accept his termination, stating that his contract remains valid until a Jewish court says otherwise. His lawyer says he's negotiating with the voluntary administrator to avoid Supreme Court litigation. You can read full coverage of that story as Rabbi Malecki has been locked out and terminated as the rabbi of Southhead Synagogue in this week's edition.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, usually rabbis don't make the headlines, but there is another rabbi that is in the news, Rabbi Feldman. What's the latest with the Rabbi Feldman and Harry Trigabov?
Well, Anita, the latest is that it's gone to court, and I was actually in the Supreme Court this week for that hearing. The Feldman family will remain at Yeshiva's Flood Street property in Bondi for at least another week. Now, as your listeners will know, the Yeshiva Synagogue is taking legal action against property developer Harry Trigabov. His company, Meriton, actually owns the Yeshiva in Bondi, and last month, Meriton contacted Rabbi Pinchas Feldman and several members of his family to say that their lease would end and that they would need to leave by the end of April. However, in a bid to prevent this eviction, Yeshiva commenced legal proceedings against Harry Trigabov, who is a longtime donor to the Yeshiva. Now, in the Supreme Court, the Feldmans agreed to relocate their offices to the synagogue library to allow for renovation works to be undertaken on the site. The court heard that essential fire safety works were needed, particularly in a school with children, and the Feldmans agreed for these works to be done without obstruction. Now, the matter will return to court next week when a hearing date will be sought to determine whether the Feldmans have any right to remain in the premises. Now, Anita, there were some very heated scenes outside the courtroom between Panina Feldman, Pinchas Feldman's wife, and Rabbi David Slavin, who runs the yeshiva. Rebbetzin Feldman actually unleashed a tirade of abuse towards Rabbi Slavin, so some very heated scenes. And in a statement from the board of Yeshiva Synagogue, the board said that Harry Trigabov has been a staunch and generous supporter and advocate of the yeshiva for many years. They say we are committed to doing all that we can to ensure that this regrettable dispute will not stand in the way of a respectful and continuing relationship between the yeshiva and Harry Trigabov. We'll be watching that court case very closely. It's back next week, and I'll be there reporting.
Yes, and we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, both of us attended the communal Yom Ha'atzmaut function on Tuesday night last week. It was an incredible function.
Yeah, that's right, Anita. The who's who of the Jewish community was at this event, including the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian. And it was actually her first official address to the Jewish community since she became Premier earlier this year. And she talked about her recent meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and the close ties between Australia and Israel. And she said that her predecessor, Mike Baird, was the first sitting premier to visit Israel, and she hinted that he won't be the last. Now, this event was also the last Yom HaTzmaut function for Shmuel Ben Shmuel, Israel's ambassador to Australia. Of course, he'll be leaving that post later this year, so his address to the crowd was his last in his official capacity as the Israeli ambassador. We wish him all the very best as he moves forward, and you can read all about that night on Tuesday with the Premier in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, the Premier was talking about the collaboration between Israel and Australia and the business ties. And it's incredible that there is a milestone week for Australian-Israeli business relations.
Yeah, that's right. A monumentous week, as you said, for Australian-Israeli business relations. This began with a six-strong ASX delegation visiting Israel, and it ended on Israel's Independence Day with Mobilicom becoming the 14th Israeli company to list on the Australian Stock Exchange. Now, Mobilicom, which provides private wireless network solutions that require no infrastructure, is looking for greater access to the lucrative Asia-Pacific market as it develops new products for the drone and robotics industries. And as I said, they've now listed on the ASX. It was a very, very exciting time for them. Its CEO and co-founder Oren Elkayam told the Jewish News before ringing the famous ASX bell that small to mid-sized Israeli tech companies like his are increasingly viewing Australia as the ideal access point to stock exchange funding. A big mazel tov to the owners and founders of Mobilicom who have just listed on the ASX, and we wish them all the very best.
Evan, how many Israeli companies are listed?
Nitza, Mobilicom has actually become the 14th Israeli company to list on the ASX, and that list is growing. It won't be the last, that's for sure.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and incredible news from within our community. Roni Khan, what is her latest adventure?
Well, Nita, your listeners will be well aware of Roni Khan. She's the CEO and founder of Oz Harvest, and she's just opened a supermarket in Kensington last week, which operates on a take what you need, give if you can model. It means that perfectly edible food, which has slight imperfections, will no longer be thrown away by supermarkets. This food, which contributes to the 4 million tons of food that decomposes in Australian landfills every year, will now be used in Australia's first rescued food supermarket. Now, Nita, this supermarket is actually located on the ground floor of the Addison Project in Kensington. Now, the Addison Project is a formerly vacant hotel which was turned into a one-stop shop for homeless people by Alan Vidor. He's the president of Jewish Care, and he's also the managing director of the Toga Group. Now, as well as having 42 rooms available for people in need of accommodation, this building is also the headquarters of a free mobile washing service, as well as Thread Together, which provides new clothes for those who cannot afford them. So a joint venture between Alan Vidor and Roni Khan, two members of the Jewish community, a fantastic initiative, Nitza. We wish them both all the very best. And this supermarket can be located at 147 Anzac Parade, Kensington.
Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.